Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about, planting. Planting seeds of righteousness, planting seeds of God's presence within not only our own life, but within the lives of others as we live and as we share, about growing because of the seed of God which has been planted within us, about doing what we can to help others know the good news of Jesus. And today we're going to talk specifically about planting generously. God's principles are at work when we sow and we reap a harvest of righteousness. And a stingy sower reaps a stingy harvest. And a generous sower reaps a generous harvest. Now, this isn't a federally insured investment plan that guarantees a financial return on the dollars that you invest. But it's the principle of God's word that what you end up with is far more than what you put into it. It just might look a little different, or a lot different. Probably a familiar verse to many, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Context really is talking about our stuff, about what we do with what God has given us, about the resources and how we use them to help others. But in reality, the principle that God wants us to learn goes well beyond our money. It really goes into how we share the good news of Jesus, who we share it with, how freely we share it, how much we hold back. And God's desire as we pursue Him, as we learn to plant wisely, is that we would do so generously. Now, there does include that element of wisdom. I grew up on a farm, and I learned early on that planting generously, isn't simply about dumping a bunch of seed on the ground and hoping for the best. There needs to be planning and wisdom and spacing. The idea is that you would plant generously, but it would cover a lot of territory. You would plant a row of beans, not simply a pile of beans, if you wanted a good harvest, if you wanted the opportunity for those seeds to grow. And as we plant generously in the lives of people, it isn't simply about a one-time dump everything we know about God into their life. It isn't simply a one-time help their financial crisis. Planting generously is a continual event in God's economy. It's something that we don't give up on. It's really the point I think God wants us to realize is giving money to someone in need isn't designed to be a simple way out. It's designed to invest in people. And as that investment takes place, it requires that it's a continual work, a continual work of God. Paul would write and talk about Apollos watering, he planting, or the other way around. But in the end, no matter who does the planting of the seed here on earth, no matter who does the watering of the seed of the gospel here on earth, it is God who reaps the harvest. God knows when it's just right. And we sow generously when we continue to sow, even when the harvest hasn't arrived when we think it should. Sometimes those seeds of generosity are prayers for people. We continue to pray year after year, even decade after decade. We're generous with our prayers because we want a generous harvest. But also because we know they're powerful, they're effective, they're our communication tool with our commander-in-chief, with the one in charge, with God. We sow generously when we give faithfully to the work of the kingdom, to the local body of Christ, to those around us in need, to our family, to the poor, to the outcast, to the least of these. Again, as I've pointed out numerous times, they're only the least of these in the mind of people. God uses that term because, well, it connects with us. But from God's perspective, there aren't those who are greater and those who are less. We're His children. We're loved. We're cared for. And His desire is that as His children, we would see those around us in that same way. That not only by God, but by us, they are loved, they are cared for. And just as God's care for us, His generosity towards us sometimes isn't exactly what we wanted. It isn't exactly easy for us. It requires work on our part at times. Being generous with others is about helping them grow. Practicing generosity with wisdom, with discernment, with care. And so God's principle is that the way that we plant is proportional to the way that we harvest. But He makes it clear that we don't put a seed, a kernel of corn in the ground and are satisfied with one kernel as a return. But rather we expect it to multiply because that's the principle of nature that God created. That kernel of corn produces a corn stalk, which produces generally at least a good ear of corn, often two good ears, full of kernels. And as we invest in people, it's critical that we do so with the foundation of God's Word, with the foundation of the good news of Jesus. As I have opportunities over the past few years to volunteer with International Disaster Emergency Service, one of the reasons that I'm consistently drawn to the work that they do is that they provide help and hope. They plant seeds generously. But they're very clear, they're very upfront that they do so in the name of Jesus. They do so with the intent and purpose and practice of sharing the good news of Jesus as they repair damage, as they clean up mess, as they pray, as they listen to those experiencing disaster of many kinds. You see, we plant generously not only when we give financially in a generous way, we plant generously when we give of ourselves in a generous way. Jesus says that where your heart is, your treasure will be also. And when our heart is invested in people, then all that God has put into our care becomes invested in people. And when we live that way, we see God bring about a generous harvest. That harvest of righteousness that is not attainable on our own, but is ours when we trust God and allow Him to do what we never could. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us everything that we need for life, which is filled with goodness, filled with generosity. And Father, there are many times we look at our own life and we have this tendency not to compare it to what it was, but to compare it to what others are. And we always pick somebody that's further along than we are, and we find ourselves lacking. So God, forgive us for those times where we fail to live by faith. We fail to give You credit and honor and glory for the work that You have begun in us and that You continue to do in us. Father, there are those times where we plant into the lives of others and we don't see the result that we expect or that we want, that we want now. And so we become stingy. We withhold the help that we could give. We withhold the good news. We withhold relationship. And that seed dries up and shrivels because we've not done our part. And so God, today, help us to live as those who plant generously. May we pay close attention to the resources that You've put into our life for us to manage. Our possessions, our bank accounts, our jobs that allow us to earn an income. May we evaluate what it is that You've put into our life and what it is we're doing with it. Forgive us for our selfishness. As we talked about this past Sunday and we looked into Your Word and recognized that selfishness is such a barrier in our relationship with others, in our relationship with You, and that it always costs more than it's worth. And so, Father, today, help us to give generously. And if You've put resources and money into our life that we're able to give generously with, then help us to do that. If it feels like You've given us an abundance of time and nothing else, may we learn to be generous with our time. As You generously fill us with the wisdom that You promised that when we ask, You would give without finding fault, You would give generously, may we share that wisdom generously. Also without finding fault, also with humility. And Father, I know that as Your children, You filled us generously with Your Spirit, with the presence of the good news of Jesus. So Father, if we're living today and it seems that we have nothing else, may we examine more closely what it is we do have. And may we learn from the teaching of Your Word, and as the Apostle Paul would say, that learned that secret of contentment. And if all else is lacking, may we continue to be generous with the good news of Jesus, because it always exists in abundance. And Father, today, as we live and work and breathe and go about life whether it's busy or whether it's slow or whether it's what we like or what we don't like. In the midst of life today, may we plant generously, using the resources that you've provided. And as we plant generously, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.